helping church leaders amplify their impact and reach their communities. This is the Amplified Impact Podcast.
Hey, digital communicators, welcome to the Amplified Impact Podcast, where we help church leaders amplify their impact and reach their communities. I'm John Falk, and this is episode number 12, Free Church Resources with yours truly. Yep, it's me, John Falk. And hey, it's the end of the year. So excited. This year has just flown by. And let me just say, thank you for your support. I mean, it takes a lot to record a podcast every month. And you all have been great. Thanks for listening in this year. This is episode 12. And so we've got 12 episodes in this year, which is really awesome. And we're already excited about the things that we're planning for next year. We've got some great guests lined up that I'll mention in a little bit, but just really exciting stuff. And so thank you for your support. And let me just say Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope you're ready for Christmas. Hopefully, if you're doing, you know, Christmas services or Christmas Eve services at your church, that you've got those planned out and promoted and are ready for those. I'm excited about Christmas this year, not only because of my kids and my family and all that, but excited about what my church is doing as well. My church already actually did an event a few weeks ago called Snaps with Santa, and it was a really great success. They had kind of a photo area set up with Santa, and this guy, let me just tell you, he looks like Santa. He's great, and my kids loved it. We got some photos from that. You can see here on the video them, and they also had like a cookie decorating station, and they had Christmas tree decorating, like a kind of a cutout Christmas tree. You got to make ornaments. I mean, it was a lot of fun. You just kind of showed up, did whatever activities you wanted to, and then could leave, and it was all free. And so great job to the team at my church putting that on. And then we're having two Christmas Eve services in the afternoon, kind of evening time. No Sunday morning services for us. And I'm actually going to be playing bass guitar for our Christmas Eve services. So that's pretty exciting. You can tune in and catch me playing bass. All the links and stuff will be in the show notes page. So go over to amplifiedimpact.org and check out the show notes links. But yes, I'm playing bass guitar for the Christmas Eve services. Thankfully, there's only two. And as a lot of you know, my birthday is Christmas Eve. So it's going to be a lot of fun that day. And really excited about it. And there's a possibility they're going to be filming a video at my house for use on Christmas Eve. So I'm not going to give away any of the details on that, but that's pretty exciting as well. So stay tuned for that. So I thought I'd spend this episode telling you about some of the great free resources that we are putting out, some of the great resources that we've discovered recently, and I'll just kind of highlight some of those things because we're putting out a lot of great stuff. So in case you haven't heard, I am putting out a daily video every weekday on social media, on YouTube, on iTunes, on our blog, lots of places you can go get it. But I'm putting out a video every weekday on different way to attract visitors to your church. So in case you didn't know, I spoke at a conference earlier this year, and I did a talk called 101 Frugal Ways to Attract More Visitors to Your Church. It was a smashing success, and I'm actually headed out in next month in January to speak to a group of church leaders in Chicago and do that same talk along with another talk on social media. Someone had seen my presentation at the conference and wanted me to come and speak to all of their church leaders in the Chicago area. So super exciting. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start putting out one of these 101 ways every day on video. You'll be able to get it on Facebook, on YouTube, on iTunes, on Google Play, and on our blog. And so they're just going to be like short 2-3-4 minute videos on a different way to attract more visitors to your church. So really excited about it. I've actually already recorded the first 20. I know, pretty crazy, but did that earlier this week. And so really excited about those. I think you're going to find those really helpful. So if you haven't seen those coming out already, we've already released a few of them and we're putting out one every single day. So make sure you go find those videos. You're not going to want to miss them. Super, super excited about those. And I think you'll find them really helpful when in terms of attracting more visitors to your church. Now, as if a one video every weekday is not enough, I'm also putting out a video every week called The Secrets of Design, and I'm highlighting a different secret of design every week. I used to do a lot more kind of video content around secrets of design, and so I'm just getting back into that. Super excited about that. Go over and catch that at johnnyflash.com. Or you can search for it on YouTube and stuff as well. But putting out a secret of design video every week, and really excited just to be able to kind of cover some of the more of the design, kind of the things for designers and so forth as you're using different design tools. And there'll be a lot of Photoshop stuff in there as well. So make sure you don't miss that as well. Now, I wanted to tell you about something that I discovered recently that I think is a huge game changer for Bible study and small groups. And this is not something that I created, but something that I recently discovered, and that is the Bible app, which is put out by Life Church, the YouVersion of the Bible app on your iPhone or your Android device, has a brand new feature that they just recently released, and it allows you to do a group study with a group of other people where you all go through the devotional at the same time. And so my small group, one of the small groups that I'm in, has been doing that for the past few weeks, and it's been really, really cool because we picked out a plan that was about 3 or 4 weeks long. And then I could invite everybody to it. And for people that didn't have the app, it gives you a way to send a text message to them so they can download the app and then get to the right spot in the app. And so everybody did that. And then we all showed up on the plan there, and then we picked to start it the next day. And then we're all going through this Bible study, this devotional, at the same time. We're reading the same kind of devotional thought, the same scripture, and then there's a section where you can talk it over, where you can like put comments, you know, if you had certain thoughts or insights or things that kind of jumped out to you when as you were reading scripture, you can put that there, and then everybody else in your group can see those comments. And so you can kind of dialogue back and forth, and then we're meeting weekly and kind of discussing it further, which is pretty cool. And maybe, another feature of this, which I guess some people like and some people don't, and that is there's kind of a built-in accountability because you can see who's read each day and who's completed each day and who hasn't, because it puts a little check mark by their name. So it's been encouraging for me to just read more consistently and to kind of jot down thoughts, as I'm reading scripture. And I think it's been helpful for others in the group as well. So if you haven't tried that, highly recommend, even if it's just with your spouse or with some family members or a few people, pick out a devotional, invite them to join you on the journey. And it's just really cool. So, and I know Life Church just celebrated not too long ago, reaching 250 million downloads for the Bible app, which is just phenomenal. Just well done, guys. Super, super awesome, the things that you guys are putting out. And I just love enjoying the Bible app. So it's been great for me. I wanted to share that with you all in case you haven't discovered that new feature that they just released, I think within the last month or so. Now, some other free resources that you might be interested in, over at openresources.org, we have a ton of Christmas graphics, Christmas videos, sermon content. I mean, literally, there's just tons and tons of content over there that's Christmas related. We're adding a new resource every day. There's New Year's, start of the year resources on there. And so if you haven't gone over there and kind of skimmed through the different content that we've been curating and stuff, some of the stuff that we've created and different stuff that's on there, highly recommend you do that, because it could definitely improve the experience at your Christmas services or, in your January sermon series, and make your life a little bit easier. I know some churches, shut down between Christmas and New Year's. And so that's great for most of the staff, except for, those of us that are doing production and communication stuff, because that stuff has to keep going anyways. And so if you're in that situation where you just need to be able to find some content to use, on December 31st or at the beginning of January to kind of relieve some stress and make it easier for yourself on planning and creating and everything, head over to openresources.org. There's a lot of great stuff there, and it's all free. So Merry Christmas to you, and hopefully you can take advantage of some of that. Now, I also wanted to mention, we've got some great guests coming up on the podcast that you're not going to want to miss. We're recording next month to start off 2018. We've got Vue Coffrin, who's the social media director at Life Church, who's going to be coming on talking about social media. Kim Meyer has agreed to come on the podcast. She is the author of Less Chaos, Less Noise, and she's going to be talking about communication stuff. We've got a lot of great guests lined up for 2018 that I'm really excited about. They're already on the calendar and it's going to be great. So I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I hope you can check out the 101 Ways videos that we're putting out every single weekday. Check out those Secret of Design videos, all the free resources on Open Resources. Hopefully that will help you in your ministry at your church. Well, as always, this has been a blast. Thanks for tuning in for this short episode and kind of hearing out some of these free resources that I've been finding helpful. Hope you have a great Christmas and New Year's. I'll see you in 2018. Until then, amp it up.